Hello, welcome to our first ever podcast. I'm Danny P. Warner.
I'm Brent. Just Brent. There's nothing else to it. Nothing else is important other than my name.
I'm multiple syllables.
I'm easy. I roll off the tongue.
Yeah, Brett.
There's some death stares happening here.
So there's a bit of a backstory to that. I, for a very long time, we'll get into who we are and everything, but for a very long time, I thought Brent's name was Brett. And Brett's last name I also pronounce wrong, so it's a double whammy, really.
It's like an alter ego.
I'm a very good friend.
Yes, well, anyway, we won't get into that topic today, it's a bit deeper.
Have we got phones on silent?
I never have my phone on loud.
Oh, well, now that I work from home 24/7, I do.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because you aren't actually sitting there doing work, so you wouldn't be seeing your phone if it was ringing when it was on silent. So now you've got to have it there so you can wake up from your nap.
Thank you very much.
It all makes sense. Not that we're going to talk about our workplace. That's out of scope here, isn't it?
We don't work. We're ladies of
pleasure. We're freelancers.
Yes, freelancers. Free prancers.
Free prancers.
With drinks. I'm having a nice cup of tea because it's 20 past 8 at night.
And it's not a school night.
No, we've got a public holiday tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Public holiday.
I never have a midweek day off, so I'm really excited about it.
I'm surprised you're never at work. I'm having some sort of pale ale. My sister got me a box of mixed drinks for Christmas. And I've just been going through them. They're really strong, though. They're about 2 standard drinks per one, so I might get a bit tipsy by the end of this.
You might be giving all your bloody secrets away on episode one.
Gosh, that's all we need, one episode for our whole lives.
I know. So, B, tell us a bit about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Introduce myself. Gosh, well, you know, I was born in the 80s. So even though we're those 80s gays, to be fair, my memories are quite minimal of the 80s. But mine are my earliest memories. I have several I'll share quickly. One is being near an outdoor... Is it an hour?
I don't know.
Fantastic. We've got all night, darlings. was being near an outdoor pool with my sister and my uncle. I was like 3 at my first house, which I might just quickly add was on Stradbroke Street, and we'll say at the dog park, what's your porn name? My porn name would have been Prince of Stradbroke. Pet name, first street name, Prince of Stradbroke. Not very fancy.
I had a fancy one because my first dog's name was Lady and I lived on Bedelia Street.
Oh, not so Trap Street.
No, I would have been Lady Bedelia.
Oh, that is quite nice.
Yeah, I know.
That's like a madam's name.
Yeah.
Little black book. Fancy.
Racist.
So that was my earliest memory. But then my other early memory was seeing Michael Jackson Bad video on Rage and Alice Cooper's Poison on Rage. So whenever I think of 80s, I think of those memories.
Poison? Is that...
Poison.
Oh, no, I'm thinking like every rose has its thorn.
Every rose, every rose.
What's the other memory? You said you had 3.
Oh, Alice Cooper and Michael Jackson were 2.
Oh, well, that's really 1.
Okay. I have several others, you know, like in 1989, I killed a dog.
Okay, we didn't ask for your autobiography.
Well, look, I was 5 years old. I was trying to help my mum with the snails in the garden, woke up early and put lots of snail pellets through the backyard and the dog ate them.
Oh.
So our cute little beagle passed away in 1989. My parents soon divorced after that, so, you know, happy endings.
There you go. And anything current? Like, would you like to give the listeners any kind of insight to yourself current?
Who am I?
You haven't even gone to the 90s yet.
32 years later. Who am I now? Well, look, you know, I'm a typical corporate gay, work in the 8 to 5, let's be clear, maybe 8 to 5:30.
One day awake.
Sensitive. I work so much.
Oh, yes.
It's always on the brain. And, you know, just a casual Brisbane socialite, really. I love to be social, love to catch up with the boys.
Yeah.
Browse on Instagram. I don't actually think there's much happening in my life whatsoever.
Right. Okay, good to know.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Well, I'm probably just as interesting as Brent. Very similar upbringings. We both grew up in the Redlands.
Oh, yeah.
Which is known for its beautiful red soil out towards Cleveland.
I've got to stop you there for a second. Right. Because did you... I remember growing up, And there was this girl who lived at Redland Bay, who lived next to my grandmother. And she had red hair, but she also, because she had paler skin, her hands and her feet were all stained red.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
From the soil. So, like, was it a thing that kids in the Redlands had stained hands and feet? Because no one wore shoes down there, let's face it. I mean, I did.
It wasn't, and we, like, this has been a recurring conversation between Brent and I. See, there I go again. Brett and I just cannot wrap my head around the fact that your name has an N in it. I really struggle.
There's no N's in motherfucker.
Mother and fucker. We've had this conversation before about the red soiled skin, haven't we?
Red soiled skin. Red stained skin.
Red stained skin.
Red skins. But then you're a Capalabar, so it wasn't quite as red there. Because it was all farm down in Redland Bay when I was there. Like, where we lived, we literally were surrounded by farms. It was just this new estate that had been carved up.
That's right. So we're both from the Redlands. We're both quite similar, actually. We're both a bit corporate-y. We've got very stressful jobs. I work 5 days a week. Brent only works 1 day a week. I'm only joking. You know I'm joking. I say that with love.
If you had sharp knives closer by, then we'd just hear some, like,
I think sounds. You can pretty much see from the last time you used one of the knives in my face that you,
fucking you can't would have even more cut
luck.
Lime.
You would have more luck stabbing me with a spoon than that knife.
It comes down here for drinks and you end up cutting up lime all night and then you don't just get one fucking sip in the end.
It's easier just to twist the lime open with two hands rather than use one of the knives in my house. But I don't cook, so I'm not a very good cook. And I'll be the first to admit that. I live also in the 4006 postcode. We're both 4006s now.
I know, I'm 4005.
Oh, I'm 4006.
I was 4000. I don't know what my next postcode's going to be because I'm not sticking around for long.
Well, that's another thing. We're both looking for new homes at the moment, which is also another stress that I don't really want to give too much attention to because I get quite worked up and carried away with it. But the whole reason for our podcast is we thought we'd just come on and talk like we normally talk. And if you're interested, listen along. If you're not,
fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. And it's completely uncensored, but there are some topics we don't discuss.
Every now and then, you know. It could be little slip-ups here and there, but generally, you know, we're really just going to be ourselves. This is all about, you know, a bit of light entertainment for your drive home. If you're listening, any fancy radio stations, we'd love for you to employ us and have new careers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd like a breakfast show, but I'd like a breakfast show from maybe 7 a.m.
You've been on radio before, though, haven't you? Just when? As a caller?
Oh, yeah, but back when I was, like, in year 11 or 12, so a good 5 years ago now.
That pause is really intentional because that is... couldn't be further from the truth.
We're both the same age. We're both the same age.
We are the same age.
We're 84 babies.
And I think we are 84 babies, which is why we have some limited memories of the 80s. Oh, what was your earliest 80s memory?
Well, I would say, like, I have a lot of memories of being... Well, because we moved to Capalabar when I was probably 6 years old. So I do have memories of being, like, in that first... probably 4 to 6 year old bracket. Like I remember I had my dog named Lady. We rescued from a vet behind us because when she was in having an operation, her owner died. So they had this dog there that would come to the fence and I would play with. It was a basset hound. Oh, it was so beautiful. And her name was Lady. And I developed a bit of a bond with her. And they ended up saying to my mum, would you like to take the dog? Because we've seen the bond that Danny has, you know, formed with this dog. The owner passed away while she was in having an operation, and if we can't find a home for it, we're going to have to put her down. So we took her, and I had her for about, I feel like I want to say maybe 2 years. And then we moved, and where we moved to, my mum didn't want a dog anymore. She was like, we can't have a dog there. And I think it was more so Lady must have been very old and getting on in time, and it was her time to go.
Yeah.
So it was mum's way of softening it. I don't know whatever happened to the dog, but I know the dog never came to the new house. But I don't know whether she had it. Well, she must have had it put down. Anyway, yeah, no,
I do. You confirm this with your mother and come back to us.
Mum plays the Alzheimer's card.
Oh.
Yeah, she's very selective with that. She's very selective with her memory now, and if she doesn't want to talk about something, she just pretends to feign old age. Well, she's 71, but your mum's a lot younger though, isn't she?
Yeah, my mum's still in her late 50s.
See, I'd love my mum to be in her late 50s, but I think my mum had me when she was 36. I was a late baby.
Do the math.
Wait, hang on, I'm 37.
Oh, I can't do the math.
I'm getting my calculator.
I think you might be right.
If I'm 37 and I'm 71.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, she had me at 34.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is very old to have a baby now.
Sorry, it's like, could you say that again?
Oh, sorry. That's Siri.
Yeah, you didn't mute Siri, did you?
No, I didn't mute Siri. I feel like 34 is quite a young age to have a child, but back then it wasn't probably...
It was definitely later in life at that age. Although my mum had my brother at that age, or around that age, so... But there's a fairly big gap between him and I. So he never got to see the 80s. That's a shame.
The 80s were great. The 90s were better. 90s pop music and early 2000s pop music was the best.
I would have loved to have been clubbing though back then.
Oh,
I would have loved to have been able to club in that mid to late 80s era all the way through into the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I've just been clubbing since 2003 up until now.
See, you started in 2003. As soon as I turned 18, I was at the Beat.
Yeah, no, I was a late bloomer to the club scene. I was 19 and a half because I was in a relationship at the time, a long-term relationship.
Well, you've certainly made up for it.
With more long-term relationships?
No, with more clubbing.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Of course. Well, that's what I mean. I was just going to say, like, you know, I think there's a lot of people our age who are still going out, definitely to bars, of course, but certainly to clubs, and not just... for an hour or two, but they're staying out all night. Like,
yep.
Where do you draw the line?
Well,
is there a line?
When you stop having fun. I had this conversation with our friend on Saturday night about how much longevity we have left in us of going out on to the Beat,
yeah.
To clubs. We don't go to the Beat every weekend. Like, it's probably... We'd probably go to the Beat, once every 4 to 6 weeks? We're not
give
really...
take?
Beady. Like, we really do bars more than we do clubs now.
Mm.
But we still do clubs when we want to do clubs.
Oh, absolutely.
But where's the threshold? When is it not socially acceptable for us to be going to the Beat? Like, I don't want to be a 60-year-old standing at the Beat on a Saturday night. But if I want to go out and have fun at 60...
Oh, absolutely.
I want that freedom
just
to be able to.
Just don't look 60.
We never will.
Oh, we never will. I have a really important question for you, though. On that topic, were you at the Beat Saturday night?
Oh my God, let it go. I've already confirmed. Do you want to give them background?
Well, so we made some plans to meet up on Saturday night. There was three of us. I had a dinner first though. So I said, oh, you know, I'll come and meet you after. My drinks after dinner kept going quite late. I was having a good time. I'm like, oh, you know, I'll come join. Anyway, so close to wrapping up drinks, I think we all messaged each other and you sort of said, oh, you were finishing up for the night. And I said, oh, well, I'm just finishing drinks, blah, blah, blah. And I think maybe, I can't remember exactly, I'd had quite a few drinks.
You were a little bit drunk.
I think I might have been suggesting we meet there or something, I'm not sure. And then I can't remember exactly what was exchanged, but essentially... I think I got a message going, oh no, we're not going to the Beat, blah, blah, blah. You have a nice night. You go there yourself, have a nice night.
No, we
so...
didn't say that. We didn't say have a nice night.
Have a nice life.
No,
anyhow,
there was no bitchiness.
I go home, I stumble home, you know, getting ready for bed. And then I start getting these videos sent to me from Danny. And it's him and our friend at the Beat. Two videos, I think, or one picture and one video.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you motherfuckers, like you actually... told me you weren't out,
as
and I went home and you actually were out. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I also know that I don't always have to believe what I see. So
that's
could
right.
This be old or is it current? So I didn't really know. But anyway, it sort of played out for 24 hours about were we there, were we not there?
It didn't play out for 24 hours.
It did in my mind.
Yeah, in your mind.
The voice is in my head.
I'll give the listeners the sober version because both Craig and I had only had two drinks that night. Literally, we had two cocktails each, and the second cocktail gave me very bad heartburn. I'm 60 already. No, so when you messaged us and said, and it was almost 11 o'clock at this stage, you messaged us and said, I'm about to leave where you were. I'll come and meet you guys. And both Craig and I replied to you pretty much straight away saying,
that's true,
we're already home. Like, we left at probably 10:30-ish, and I walked home. I think he caught the bus home. And then I thought, like, because you were very drunk. I could tell by your messages because you were misspelling words. Like, you spelt the beat, the best.
But it is.
Like, no, it's not.
It was fact.
No, it's not. So, like, I was just ribbing you, and I'd sent you a photo of an old Instagram story of Craig and I at the beat, which, funnily enough, we both had the same outfits on that night as we did in the Instagram story from, like, 6 months ago. And then I sent you a little video that I also had on my phone from, like, 6 months ago of the bar. And I was just playing with you. I thought it was really funny. And I even messaged Craig and said, ha, 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 I've just found these old videos. I've sent them to B. It was hilarious. And you got really... You were like, fine. Goodbye.
For
you actually wrote B-Y-E in one message. And we were like, oh, get over yourself. No, none of us... Like, we weren't cranky or anything. We were just tired. We were like, oh, my God, we've had two drinks. We don't want to have a big night.
I was actually so thankful to go home and actually have a shower
and hop into bed. But remember, we said throughout the week as we were planning it, we're not having a big night.
Oh, no, I know.
And you were like, I'm not having a big night either.
To be fair.
And then as we're watching your Instagram stories, it's like, next cocktail, next. Well,
then the filters come out and everyone's photos.
Craig was showing me your Instagram stories because you're on mute on my Instagram stories. But no, I thought it was hilarious. I couldn't have gone to the beat anyway. Plus, when we left Finney Isles and looked across to the line up to the beat, it was friggin' snaked around the corner again. That alleyway.
They were actually busy.
Yeah.
How rare.
Which probably makes you want to go more.
It does. I was talking about, you know, nightlife at the moment at my dog park this afternoon, and there's a guy there who is about to turn 40 and in complete denial about it, I might add. So I think it might be a taste of what's to come for us. He's a straight guy, though, but nevertheless, he's complete denial about his approaching birthday.
Is he good looking? Like, has he kept himself together?
Yeah, he's quite a solid guy. Like, he's... I think he's Polish is his background, but so sort of Eastern European, if you will. But a solid guy, really nice guy, quite progressive, actually.
What kind of dog?
Beagle. Oh. The same one I murdered when I was 5. Not the same dog, clearly, but, you know.
Yeah.
Certainly not. I will say, though, that Beagle really likes my greyhound, Florence, in the sense that... that, you know, beagles have a reputation for eating shit, and he loves Florence's shit.
Okay.
So whenever she shits, have to pick it up ASAP, because that beagle will be over there and be like, not only an eater, but will roll in it.
Okay, thanks.
It is pretty foul. Anyhow, so he was saying he went out last Friday night because, you know, he wants to meet a nice girl, all this sort of stuff.
Right.
And he said it was absolutely dead in the valley. No one around. The only girl he could find to speak to was some meth addict girl in some bar. And she was claiming to have all these bikey friends who weren't present. So
surely a prostitute.
We don't have to label her. She could have any career she chooses.
I'll label.
She could
I'll
be
label.
Corporate for all you know.
A corporate prostitute.
She might work for you.
No. I'm sure I've had a few that have done side jobs
in the past. We've all paid for services.
I haven't had a prostitute, as in I have not had a prostitute, but I'm sure I've
been very
questionable people.
No difference between a prostitute and a masseuse, really.
I don't want to go to a prostitute.
Well, don't go to one. I don't even know if that means,
can I tell you, they used to be on bloody Kent Street, like down near where you live.
Right across the road back in the day. It was still a fuel station.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
That's exactly where they were.
Yes.
I remember seeing
them. Because I had a friend, Renee, who was a prostitute. Well, she wasn't really a friend. I met her when I was feeding the homeless one night. And then I saw her again a few times in the valley. And then I'd drive past Kent Street and I'd see her standing there. She told me one night how she was a test tube baby from France and raped by the police for her winning lotto ticket. It was very interesting. She was a character. But that would have been... I was probably only 19 or 20, so that was almost 20 years ago. She'd be long gone by now.
Oh, she would be, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Gosh. I remember, like, there's been prostitutes around the valley and all of that, and it definitely was a whole different scene when I first started going out. So, I'd say early 2000s, right? As in, they literally were streetwalkers, and you would see them on particular corners.
Yes.
And it just seems like within a few years of seeing that, they seem to have been gone. Maybe
what's
through...
that word, gentrified? Is it gentrified?
I actually have no idea. When we don't have a dictionary of thesaurus.
Oh, I just spilt my tea. Hey Siri, what does gentrified mean?
Gentrify means renovate and improve housing or a district.
Yeah, so they were renovated. What I mean. They were gentrified.
The prostitutes. Okay,
community.
I'm getting really mixed up in my words right now. No, but when, because you know, New Farm was always known as a gay sub, like New Farm ever since, even my mum remembers back to the 50s and 60s, New Farm was a gay subculture where it was a little bit sketchy.
You watch the way you put your bananas in the basket is how I remember being warned. I was like 19. If you lay them facing up,
well, it was a Tuesday.
That insinuated that you were looking.
Yep.
And if you had them laying down, you were not looking. You were just actually there for a shot.
That's right. I used to walk around Coles New Farm every Tuesday with bucket loads of bananas in my fucking trolley, and no one ever approached me.
But what was your banana pointing up though?
I can't probably.
Can't confirm nor deny, can you?
It was an urban legend. But no, I think since the gentrification of Fortitude Valley.
Oh, that place.
Yes, I think it cleared a lot of them out. But all the prostitutes, someone told me that all the prostitutes that used to be street workers moved to Kangaroo Point and started doing in-call work from shitty hotel apartments.
Oh, that would
buildings.
Make sense.
Yeah.
Because I worked in Kangaroo Point for a couple of years, and you definitely had elements of that through the community. But, I mean, on one hand, you know, how everything's grown and changed over time is fantastic. But on the other hand, some of those things, like, it's interesting that we've been able to live through all these sorts of changes, like complete cultural shifts in a way.
I miss the old New Farm in some elements, though. Like, it's much safer to walk through New Farm now any day or night, any time of the day.
Especially
or
my
night.
Neighbor upstairs, of course.
Yeah.
Then, he'll attack
but
you with
I do miss that grungy element of
correct.
It. Like, it was quite raw. And then I lived in West End for a while. I never actually lived in New Farm back then when that was going on, but I did move to West End for a while. And West End was just kind of starting to go through the same thing as the Valley was going through. There was still really dirty, grungy elements of it, and then it kind of went through a bit of a gentrification as well. Yeah. And it kind of went the same route. Rents became really expensive, housing became really expensive, and it pushed the grunge out a little bit. You still got grunge. Like that laneway I drove down the other night to look at that apartment. I won't say where it is in case one of our listeners lives down there. But it was like driving through a back street of fucking Redfern. It was... I was scared I was going to roll over a needle.
You probably drove over some.
That's what I mean. Oh. I've probably got needles hanging out the tyres of my car now.
Probably.
I probably only need to pull out of my own driveway to get that happen around here.
Let's be fair. But one thing I just quickly... I remember of the Valley when I first started going out was like... Well, probably my routine more than anything. So as soon as I was single, I was like trying to meet new people, make particularly gay friends to hang out. We didn't really have any because I wasn't allowed to in my first relationship.
You were in a relationship with a woman...
I never...
You never played the violin?
You should have seen that. No. I had childhood relationships with women, females, in terms of, will you go out with me? And then refuse to hold hands with them and break up 3 days later.
You're a gold star gay.
I am. I'm not a platinum, but I'm certainly gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. Well done you.
Thanks. But I would, 2003 onwards, I would literally drive my little red 85 Corolla, from the Redlands, because I was still living there, to the Valley, park at the Alfred Street train station car park.
Alfred Street?
Yeah, you pay $4 to get in. You prepay.
Dirty Alfred Street.
Dirty coins to go in. And then I'd park the car up top, reach under my seat, pull out my bottle of Bacardi, unscrew it, take 3 big swigs of Bacardi, and then walk to the beat. And by just as I was arriving, I'm like getting a little lightheaded from my...
Did you always make sure you were there by 10:30 so you didn't have to pay your cover charge?
Absolutely.
They don't do that anymore.
It's cover charge all the time?
Yeah, cover charge all the time. I remember we used to have so many nights out in the Valley, and it would be probably 10 o'clock, and you could hear a pin drop, because everyone was just like... we've got to get to the beat by 10:30.
100%.
And it was only like $5 or $8 back then to get into the beat. What is it now? It's like almost 20.
I remember when, like, I think you're right. I think it was a couple of bucks. Like, even on a Thursday, it's a couple of dollars. It was $1 drinks till midnight.
Yeah, and you'd get cockatoo money. Do you remember getting cockatoo money?
And you walk in on a Sunday with a little, and you get a little bag.
And they had a Bain Marie out the back with Sunday Funday barbecue and everything.
And all the drag queens would serve it up for you and everything. Back in the Trixie Lamont days. Gosh,
she's still alive.
We probably really need to explore actually some of those you know earlier nights out that we had, what they were like. Because even though the same venues are there, to a degree, some of the same queens, most of them have moved on. Nevertheless, there's so much to actually explore there. So many fun times, good memories. But just it's changed a lot.
Even the beats changed a lot. Like, I remember going to... I know we're probably rattling on too much about the beat, but even... Like, I remember being able to... You'd go out into the beer garden. Like, you'd go upstairs into the Cockatoo Club, then you'd walk out those big double doors out to the outside area, and there was no partitions. It was all open, and you could smoke anywhere. And, you know, the worst thing that you were going to do was... You know, it might have rained. That was it. It was great. I miss those days.
Oh, when people were also having sex in crystals on the couches that used to be in there.
I think I got frisky with a couple of people on lounges, those red fabric lounges that used to be along the side of the walls. I remember many nights of do you know where there's that little alleyway down near, you know, that goes through to Viscosity?
Yes.
Which, by the way, do you not think that that sounds like an old Jewish woman coughing something up? Viscosity! Don't you remember?
Yes, I do. Now, I have not thought of that, but you've demonstrated it.
I can never look at it the same ever since I thought of that. But there used to be that alleyway down near Viscosity. Before that was all built up, it literally just used to be an alleyway. And there was a door to a fire escape down there, and it had shrubs around it. So when we were at the beat, when we were 18 or 19, and we wanted a rest, we would go down to the shrub bush. And we would lie down and have a nap for 20 minutes.
That's fucking fabulous.
I know. You wouldn't do that now. You'd get attacked by a meth addict.
But I would still love the nap.
Oh, I needed... You know, I needed naps when I was 18 or 19. No wonder all I want to do is sleep now that I'm 37. Almost 38.
Ooh. I shudder.
Almost 40.
I shudder.
No.
I'm the youngest in the group. That's all that matters.
I'm looking forward to going into my 40s. I was looking forward to going into my 30s. My 20s, I feel like, was shit. So I just wanted to get out of my 20s and be taken more seriously in my 30s.
Okay. Has that been achieved?
Yeah.
So you're taken more seriously?
I would say I'm taken seriously by my colleagues, definitely not by my friends.
I was going to say, like, where is this sophisticated...
You guys don't take me seriously.
...serious side.
No. But, no, I'm looking forward to going into my 40s. Anyway, that's enough about the beat.
It is enough about the beat. I know one thing that, you know, as we progress through our podcasts, you know, share more about ourselves and memories and whatever the fuck else we want to, I really want to know what everyone else wants to hear about. You know, could be anything about us, could be anything in general, any questions you have, any topics you'd like us to give us, our thoughts on, opinions,
we could
whatever.
Offer you life advice.
I love life advice.
You need a lot of life advice.
I offer great life advice.
Do you?
I do.
Do you really?
What would you like to know? I'll give you some advice now.
I think I'm good. If I want life advice, I'm going to go to Craig.
I'll read you my astrology.
I'm going to go to Craig on that one.
Oh.
Yeah, no. So, wait, Craig's probably, you probably hear us talk about Craig a lot because he's probably involved in a lot that we're going to talk about. Craig is like our little third amigo, isn't he?
Yes.
Is it three blind mice or three amigos?
Well, he's about the size of a mouse, so...
Don't be nasty. yeah, no, I'll take life advice from Craig. But I'm also very good at giving out life advice. I've been through a plethora of situations.
Is it plethora or plethora?
Plethora. And I have navigated them very successfully. And look where I am now.
Look at all those scars.
They're all on the inside.
Oh, I put them in the back.
you probably put most of them there.
Oh, well, look. No harm in that.
But no, you can ask us things. So maybe in our next few podcasts, we might do a bit of a Q&A where you can send in some questions or anything and we'll address them. So if you want, DM us. Or you can leave a comment.
Just make it public and tag us.
Yep. Do an Instagram story and tag us. What do you reckon?
Make it happen. But we don't know where this will go, but let's have some fun doing it.
We're just, it's all about fun, and it's just all about listening to us rabbit on for... I feel like we do this as well when we're out. Like, did you notice the other night at Sporties, when we were at Sporties, and we were stuck in the corner talking to each other, and that strange little guy was just, like, tuning into our conversation, and then he started talking to me? And you were like, oh, I thought you knew him. And I'm like, oh, I just wanted to get away from him.
Oh, yes,
so
I do remember.
And he said, oh, you've got such a good voice for radio. And all I could think was, that's a really polite way of saying you're ugly, but you're okay to listen to.
Well, I've had similar comments before, now I reflect on it. Oh, you'd sound great on radio. Is that a similar thing? Like, please don't go on the television screen. I don't know.
No, no. So we'll obviously cover a lot more topics. We'll cover... Well, we've got a lot to talk about.
I actually got a lot to say.
Gay topics, not straight topics, because we don't know much about them, but we'll cover everything. Body image issues in the gay society.
Fashion or lack thereof. Trends.
That's...
No, that's not really my thing.
I like... the fashion.
Well, we can talk about it. I can give my opinion.
Yeah, well, I did...
Politics? I'm not sure.
This week I've been cataloguing my wardrobe.
Yes.
Which has been very fucking boring and laborious.
Do you have space bags to make that happen? What do you know, the bags that you put your stuff in and you get the vacuum and suck all the air out to compress it? Because you have a wardrobe the size of no one else I know, yet I don't know where you store the shit.
I've got my... daily wears here. I've recently compacted a whole lot of stuff underneath my bed, which I need to move. And I also have a storage unit down at Newstead.
Cats?
Yes.
Really? I've got some stories about that I'm not allowed to say because of clauses that have been signed.
Oh. Well, no. So I've started cataloguing the wardrobe. I don't know what I'm going to do with it once I catalogue it, but it's just literally so I can figure out what the fuck to wear and what I've worn already. Most of my stuff has still got tags on it.
We're not into consumerism here whatsoever, are we?
I am.
Mm.
But I'm not ordering anything else at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get through what I've currently got before I do any more orders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got that bug as
well.
That's
today's statement.
Excuse me, you've become a bit of a clothes horse as well lately.
Well, I got ridiculed not long ago by Danny on my wardrobe. It was a bit casual, I won't deny. But, you know, it was probably a bit Redlands, actually, now I think about it. Too many T-shirts.
Yeah, and you were doing a lot of T-shirt and chinos.
And chinos.
And I just feel I needed to be that friend and be honest with you and say, you need to upgrade your look.
But you know, I gripped it by the horns and I've bought...
You have.
20 shirts, a dozen pairs of shorts, some of this, some of that. A whole different outfit I wore to a Christmas ball.
Yes.
It was very not normal me.
No.
I might recycle that for a wedding at the end of the year.
Can you not do that jacket with that shirt though?
I'm not doing that jacket at the wedding.
What wedding?
The wedding at the end of the year.
Oh.
So I'm going to recycle the outfit for the end of the year for a wedding.
But
I'm not wearing that jacket.
Oh, because I love the jacket.
Yes, but I can't wear that to a wedding.
Oh, no, no,
I'll attract more attention than the bride.
Yeah, would. The shirt was lovely. The jacket was lovely. Just separate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally agree.
Yes. But anyway, we shall see.
Anyway, follow us on our little Instagram account. We're slowly running out of steam at the moment, I think.
And what's our handle?
Those 80s gays.
Which is probably how you're listening to this right now anyway, so...
Yeah. And you can follow our personal Instagram as well.
Feel free.
What are you?
I am...
What's your handle?
I actually have no idea off the top of my head.
Isn't it at Brent Sharif?
Brent.Sheriff?
Yes.
Sheriff. There's no double R in that word. Don't ever... If you think you're going to put a double R in there, I challenge you to go, why and where have you ever seen it written with a double R?
I like
Other than one entry in the fucking white pages back in the 90s.
But I like the sound of
Sharif. Share what you like.
Okay.
The reality is, why do people try and put a double R in it?
But I'm just saying,
where is that
like
coming from? Where are people growing up where that is trained in their head that it has a double R, where no matter what you look at, where that word is presented, it never has a double R?
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. And
I'm passionate about that one.
I know, and I don't know why because you get so passionate about it. People make mistakes
all the time. Stop fucking up.
But I don't spell it wrong. I just say it wrong. And I like the sound of it, Sharif. Doesn't it sound sexy?
No, because it's my name, not yours.
Well, okay.
Anyway. I'm happy to change it, though. Don't talk to that side of the family. So, tra-la, maybe I'll...
So you're at Brent.Sheriff.
Last time I checked, I think.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm at Danny P. Warner. And I'm always storying, so I, you know, might be on the private, but you can request to follow me.
I'm an open book, people.
Yeah, you are. Well, thank you for listening to our very first ever little podcast venture.
Thank you. I hope you
had fun listening to our...
Hope you're not snoring.
Yeah.
Hope you're not, you know, standing on the edge of a building. Should have said that.
I hope you're listening to our podcast while you're having a workout, because we are the epitome of health and fitness in the gay society.
And that is where we're going to end it, because maybe that's our next goal. But yes, please message us. Let us know your thoughts, what you want to hear about. If you hate us, fucking tell us.
No, if you hate us, fuck off.
Oh, that one too.
Yeah.
You can fuck off after you tell us.
Off you fuck.
I love feedback.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.